For nearly 70 years, the residents of La Jolla, California, have shared the waters around a tiny patch of protected beach with local harbor seals that frolic on the rocks and in the water. The seals and the local families are drawn to the so-called Children's Beach for similar reasons. A man-made seawall protects young swimmers and seals from the full force of the ocean's waves. But the peaceful coexistence ended in the late 90s when California officials had to close the beach to humans because the abundance of seals created an abundance of seal waste, which polluted the waters. The residents now want to return to the beach, but the city must first decide how to manage the seals. Joseph Cordero is a wildlife biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service, and he joins us now. Joseph, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
It sounds like a lot of people have quite an emotional attachment to this beach. This is a picture of the residents on one side of the beach and the seals on the other and living together quite peacefully.
Yeah, I mean, this is this has quite a history. I believe it was around 1994, 95 when harbor seals first started hauling out on that children's beach. A number of seals started increasing. The seals started giving birth to pups there. And basically, since the waters have been closed around September of 97, I believe that started, it's basically been a seal beach where people have gone down to the beach to observe the seals and watch them in their natural state.
And it appears that recently some residents tried to show that the residents and the seals could share those waters, and they actually tried to swim with the seals, and it turned out rather badly.
I wasn't there, but I believe what happened was that approximately 40 swimmers began to swim. And about 9 people came ashore, and seals were spooked, meaning that they were flushed off the beach. Apparently, one seal had a contact with one of the swimmers. We don't know at this point if the swimmer was bit or just clawed, and we don't know whether it was intentional or just accidental. But definitely, the natural behavior of those animals was changed, which is a violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
The Marine Mammal Protection Act.
Yeah, the Marine Protection Act, it was passed in 1972 by Congress. The primary purpose of the act is to increase marine mammal populations.
Is moving the seals a possibility?
No, not under the Marine Protection Act. Now, there was a time early on, you have to dissuade the animals early in the game, but unfortunately, nothing was really done back then, and there were a lot of people that were in favor of the animals using that beach and coming ashore. And now the animals have established themselves. They are producing pups there. They're nursing their pups there. And once they establish a site, then it's pretty much theirs.
Why do people have such a strong emotional attachment to this beach?
Well, I mean, you have two sides of the coin. You have the people who have used this beach prior to the seals arriving there, and it was a nice area for children to swim and be safe in that little cove. So you have the history of that, a nice recreational beach. And then you have the other side of the coin of people who are just thrilled, you know, with nature, and it's like a living laboratory right in front of their eyes to see a colony of harbor seals doing what they do naturally. So you've got emotions on both sides.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Joseph Cordero is a wildlife biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service, and he spoke with us about the seal inhabitation of a children's beach just south of La Jolla, California.